This press conference extra, I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined by Mark Fitzgerald, Mike Mancoli. Following Arne Slot's pre-FA Cup quarter-final press conference, where Liverpool travel to the Etihad to face Manchester City. Predictably, the press conference opened up with a question about Mo Salah, as it's the first time that Arne Slot has held a press conference since Mo's announcement that he's leaving. And Vinny asked him, would it be a boost having him back? The answer was pretty generic. One thing he did say, and I think that is relevant to the conversation, especially this season, what player availability, made the point that 90% of the time, you know, Mo Salah has been fit to play every 3 days. And there was comments, you know, that Arne Slot made the other day in a pre-recorded piece of content for club media, talking about, you know, he appreciated Mo from afar, but before he was managing, but it's only when he arrived, he saw the amount of dedication that Mo has in regards to his own fitness, and that he'd turn up and he was the fittest player, probably replacing James Milner at pre-season. And, you know, you'd hope with the announcement coming out now, Martin, that both the manager and the player are, I wouldn't say they have to be best mates, but kind of at ease with each other, because they both know this is shortly coming to an end and the focus should be on making the most of what's left.
You would hope so. I said to Mike the other day, actually, we had a little catch up the other day, and he asked me what I felt about Salah. And I said I felt relieved that he was leaving, which I think Mike was quite shocked by it. But I do genuinely just feel a sense of relief that which is not to diminish what he's done as a Liverpool player at all, but I was worried about going into next season with him as a player, and the form that he's in, the relationship with the manager, and whether we were gonna have more kind of drama next year in terms of stuff around him being dropped and all of that kind of stuff. So, look, he's been an amazing servant for Liverpool. He's scored, you know, a ton of goals, and he's won a load of trophies. I think the timing of this is really good, and I thought the manager spoke really well about Salah, actually, and you would hope the two of them would feel a similar sense of relief that I think I'm talking about, which is, Let's just get on with the next, you know, kind of couple of months, and then you'll get a great send off